Is this viral video star Queen Anna?
This is.
Cass, why did you do this for little Princess Tiffany?
I've known Bianca and Steve for a really long time. Steve, since I was a little girl, he was actually my guitar teacher a really long time ago. And him and my dad have been friends for years. Bianca posted a status that Tiffany wasn't doing too well with the quarantine. She loves Frozen, and I know she loves Frozen. And I had just bought these costumes, actually, of Anna and Elsa, and I hadn't ever worn them or put them on or anything, but I just love singing Frozen songs. I hope that's not too cheesy.
No, my goodness.
So I decided just to reach out to her and say, would she like it if I came dressed up as Anna and kind of explained what's going on, because she was having nightmares about the germs and she was having a hard time understanding why we had to stay inside all day. And I figured with the story that Anna went through, it was perfect to what we're going through right now.
So the first time you donned that costume, you got thousands of views online.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. What has reaction been like, Cass?
It's really hard to describe, but I've just been telling my family and stuff that it's like lovingly overwhelming. It's overwhelming, but in a good way, because I never would have expected this reaction from this at all. I wasn't expecting it to get as big as it did, and the fact that it's, yeah, kind of going viral, and I've got people calling me off the hook and messages coming in, like hundreds of messages every day. It's crazy. It's like I just would have never expected it, but I'm glad that the message really spoke to people, because that's kind of what it was all about.
So your social calendar must be jam-packed. Is that also your business calendar? Like, can we turn this into a profit through the rest of this year?
Yeah.
That's way to go.
I was like, wow, people like this.
Did you purchase those costumes with an intent of maybe starting a business like this, Cass?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of doing birthday parties before all of this started, before the whole pandemic started, I mean.
Yeah.
That was kind of the intention, because like I said, it's just a dream to get to be a Disney princess all the time. I mean, come on.
Stevie told me that the New York Times reached out to them.
Yeah. A representative from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post actually reached out. So hopefully we start to see articles there in the next day or two.
So I know this is going to turn into a great business for you, and it's going to serve to, everybody is going to know the name Cass Taylor. But this just started out of the goodness of your heart. This started as something nice that you wanted to do for a little girl who's not even 4 years old yet. And this small gift that you've given to her and her family has gone into a larger gift to, I think, everybody. I think you've made a real big difference. You are, Cass, inspiring.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Honestly, when I was writing the script, I wasn't thinking about the impact that it would have on everyone. I was just thinking about the story, how to tell it, and how to make it special for Tiffany. When people started saying that they were crying when they watched the video and that it's really like made a difference in the way that they see things, I realized that it wasn't just Tiffany that needed to hear that message, that maybe it was everyone that needs to hear that message right now.
I just want to tell you that I showed it to both my daughters, and my 22-year-old daughter, I was sitting on her bed and I said, you've got to see this. And within the first 30 seconds, you had my 22-year-old daughter crying.
Oh.
Because and it's a message I think she needed to hear as well. I think you're right. And you really have made a difference, Cass.